Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Ever feel like the planets are aligned against you when it comes to actually getting things done?
Like you're stuck in a cosmic holding pattern.
Exactly. Well, today we're taking a deep dive into the Zodiac Guide to Procrastination to see if maybe, just maybe, our astrological signs have something to do with it.
It's a fascinating take, blending the self-awareness of astrology with practical productivity tips.
Yeah, and who knows, maybe we can unlock the secrets to conquering our to-do lists one zodiac sign at a time.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, so full disclosure, I'm a host speaker's zodiac sign. And reading through this guide,
okay,
I have to admit, some of it was a little too real. Like, there's this whole section about host speakers, zodiac sign folks fearing success.
Oh, really?
And I've never really thought about it that way before.
But
it actually kind of explains why sometimes I over-prepare for things.
I see.
It's like I'm subconsciously delaying that moment of truth.
Like you're almost building in a buffer zone, just in case.
Yeah, exactly. And the guide suggests that for host speaker zodiac sign, visualizing success can actually help, like almost practicing it mentally beforehand.
It's like a dress rehearsal for your goals.
Right. And I think that's something a lot of people, regardless of their sign, could benefit from.
Absolutely.
But before I get too carried away with my own astrological baggage,
okay,
let's talk about you, dear listener, assuming you're a listener zodiac sign, because that's who we're focusing on today.
All right, listener zodiac sign, let's see what the stars have to say.
Well, the guide says listener zodiac sign with their famously quick minds thrive on novelty, and actually suggests that traditional productivity advice, like just buckling down and focusing, might actually backfire.
Interesting.
So what do you think about that?
Well, it makes sense when you consider that listener zodiac sign individuals are often drawn to variety and stimulation.
Right.
The guide actually recommends a different approach for them, something more akin to interval training for the brain.
Interval training for the brain.
Yeah, so instead of trying to force long stretches of uninterrupted focus, which can be draining, especially for a listener zodiac sign,
right,
it suggests scheduling short bursts of hyper-focused work, like 25 minutes, followed by a five-minute break filled with something mentally stimulating.
Oh,
it's like checking social media or something like that, then back to work. It's all about playing to their strengths.
I love that. So the guide kind of groups signs with similar procrastination styles together.
Uh-huh.
And one of the groups that really jumped out at me was the indecisive delayers.
Okay.
And I got to say, I was not surprised to see Libras at the top of that list.
Classic Libras.
Alongside another indecisive sign. You know, always weighing the options. Always trying to find the perfect balance.
Always striving for harmony.
Exactly. But do you think that indecision could actually be a strength in disguise?
You know, it's funny you should say that because the guide actually touches on that.
Really?
Yeah, it points out that Libras, with their innate desire for fairness and balance, are often excellent collaborators.
That's true.
So instead of getting bogged down in solo decision-making, maybe the key for them is to actually lean into that collaborative spirit from the get-go.
So before a task even starts.
Exactly. Get input from trusted people, bounce ideas around, and almost turn that procrastination into a preemptive problem-solving session.
I mean, that's genius.
Yeah.
Turning procrastination into productivity. Who would have thought?
It's all about reframing it. Right.
Right. And speaking of reframing.
Yes.
Let's move on to another group of procrastinators that I think we all know and love.
Oh, boy.
The enthusiastic starters.
Oh, yeah. I know a few of those.
And leading the charge for this group, we have Sagittarius.
Of course.
Along with another distractible sign.
Yeah.
These are the folks who are always brimming with new ideas, always starting new projects, but finishing them.
Not so much.
Not their strong suit.
Well, you got to remember, Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter, the planet of expansion.
Okay.
So it's natural for them to get really excited by the big picture, the new adventure.
Right.
And the guide suggests that one way to combat that start and stop tendency is to break down those huge goals into tiny, almost bite-sized steps.
Uh-huh.
So that each step feels like a fresh, exciting challenge that keeps that Sagittarius fire burning.
And prevents them from getting bored and wandering off to the next shiny object.
Exactly.
And last but not least, we have the dreamy drifters.
Ah, yes.
Our Pisces friends, along with another dreamy sign.
The imaginative ones.
These are the folks who get lost in their own little worlds, which the guide says can sometimes lead to real-world delays.
Well, Pisces is ruled by Neptune, the planet of dreams and illusions.
Right.
So it's no wonder that their minds tend to wander.
Right. But the guide actually suggests that this tendency to daydream can actually be harnessed for good.
Really?
Yeah, by visualizing the end result of a task in a really vivid, appealing way.
Right.
You can actually help pull a Pisces or any dreamy drifter out of that daydream and into action.
I love that.
So basically, we've seen how different signs delay for different reasons and how those same traits that might lead to procrastination can actually be flipped into productivity hacks.
It's all about perspective.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the guide also makes it clear that procrastination, unchecked, can have some real downsides.
Definitely.
What are some of the dangers that it highlights?
Well, aside from the obvious, like missed deadlines and increased stress, the guide really emphasizes how chronic procrastination can chip away at your self-confidence.
Oh, I see.
Because it creates this cycle of delay, then guilt, and then further avoidance.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not just about getting things done. It's also about protecting your own sense of self-efficacy.
Right. So it's kind of a double whammy. It messes up your schedule and your self-esteem.
Exactly. Breaking that cycle is really key.
So we've established that putting things off can sometimes be strategic.
Right.
But too much of it can be detrimental.
Uh-huh.
So final question for you and for our listener out there, regardless of their sign, what are some universal tips for beating procrastination?
Well, the guide reiterates some of the classics, like breaking down tasks into smaller chunks.
Okay.
But it puts a really interesting astrological spin on it.
Really? How so?
It suggests pairing each subtask with a reward that specifically appeals to your zodiac sign.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So, for example, a listener's zodiac sign who often craves social connection might reward themselves with a chat with a friend after finishing a task, while a different sign might prefer a quiet moment of reflection or a delicious snack or whatever really floats their boat.
So it's all about customizing the reward system to your own astrological personality.
Exactly. It's about finding what truly motivates you.
I love that. I'm already rethinking my own to-do list after all of this.
Glad to hear it.
So to recap, we've learned that procrastination is definitely linked to personality. Certain signs have specific procrastination styles, and those styles can actually be hacked for increased productivity. But procrastination isn't all good, so learning to manage it is key.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Amazing. Well, any final thoughts for our listeners before we wrap up this deep dive?
I think the biggest takeaway, and something the guide really emphasized, is to start paying attention to when and why you procrastinate.
Okay.
You know, keep a procrastination journal like the guide suggests. Track those patterns. See if you can uncover any deeper needs that might be driving that avoidance behavior. Because ultimately, it's not just about getting more done. It's about becoming more self-aware and more fulfilled overall.
Absolutely.
And who knows? You might discover that procrastination, in its own weird way, is actually trying to tell you something important about yourself.
Food for thought. I love that.
Good.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the Zodiac Guide to Procrastination.
My pleasure.
Until next time, happy and hopefully productive stargazing.